In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Yes, be urgent in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Yes, to completely be urgent, because men will suit themselves with teachers that will tickle their ears. Do you understand me? Tickle their ears. But this is not what we are to do. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to speak the word of God to you. Not to tickle your ears or to make you feel, you know. No, I'm here to tell you the truth, because it is the truth that sets you free. Listen, I'm reading from the Holy Spirit Gospel. I should say 2 Corinthians verse 1, start with chapter 1 verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you also be partakers of the consolation. For we would not have you, brethren, ignorant of our trouble. Paul is talking about trouble, which came to us in Asia, real trouble, that we were pressed out of measure, pressed, stretched out, pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Mamma mia. This is pretty bad. Have you ever despaired of life? Have you ever been in a life that there were no stars in your sky? Have you ever reached a dead-end street and the only thing you had were walls on every side? Oh, we're in the darkest time of the year. We're having an economic problem. People are losing their homes. I have never received so many calls of desperation. But my friends, I understand what it is to be in a dark place. I understand what it means to be in a pit. I understand what it means to have no stars in your sky. I understand what it means to even think that maybe God has forsaken you. I know those feelings. I understand them. I have gone through them. And I'm not telling you I won't go through them again, but I tell you, you might be in that place today, but God is on your side. Jesus shed his blood for you, and even though you feel nothing but desperation, I tell you the truth. I'm throwing you a life preserver. His name is Jesus. You don't have to quit. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give yourself over. You just have to get through today, one day at a time, one minute at a time, asking for the help from the Lord Jesus Christ. I need your help. I need your help. You see, St. Paul says, we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we even despaired of life. You know, God's not ashamed of St. Paul that he said a thing like that. I tell you, we reach those areas in our life that it seems that even God isn't real anymore. That we pray and our prayers don't even hit the ceiling. That's the way it seems. But you know what? You hang in there, because Jesus Christ is faithful. You hang in there because the stars will come out again. You hang in there on the cross with Jesus, and you ask him to help you in the midst of your trial. And it might seem like it's crushing you and it's going to defeat you, but you need never be defeated, because God is still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. I'll read it again, then I'm going to read the next verse. We were pressed out of measure, above strength. In other words, they had reached the end of their strength. They had no more strength. In so much that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. We had the sentence of death. Where was it? In ourselves. Not above our heads. Inside us. We felt the sentence of death inside, that there was nothing but death. But that we should trust not in ourselves, but in the one who raises the dead. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, I can speak to this because I know what it is to go through the valley of the shadow of death. I know what it is to have no stars in your sky. I know what it is when it seems that God took a vacation and you don't even, you wonder if all the miracles you've seen were ever real. Oh yeah, I identify with St. Paul. That's why I can speak with authority, because I'm not talking ragtime. I'm talking that you might be in that place. You might be in that place today, and you feel like you can't go on. But I'm telling you, you trust in him who raises the dead. You trust in him who shed his blood for you. You trust in him who gave his life for you. You trust in him who will never leave you nor forsake you. I understand. Oh, I've been through times in my life that I said, you know, I pray for people. People get healed. But what about me? What about me? What about me? It's a hard place to be at. I tell you, it's a hard place to be at. Because you know what the devil wants? I tell you, the first thing he wants is that you end your life. That's what he wants. He wants you to end. You need not end your life, because Jesus Christ is Lord and he still loves you. And no matter what you're going through, he will see you through one day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time. If you ask for his help, you need never end your life. So if you don't end your life, you know what he wants? That you give it all up. That you give it all up. No more! No more! I'm not walking this way. It's too painful. Yeah. And how many people have done that? No more. No more. It's too dark. Too painful. I never had this trouble when before I was a Christian. Never, never, never! So the first thing he wants is that you kill yourself. Second, that, you quit. The third is that you become hard and hard and hard. And you don't have a heart for people, and you begin to become what you hate. For we always become what we hate. Oh, I know what it is. You know, I never hated in my whole life. Just recently, I've realized hate in my life. I've never hated in my life. And just recently, I've realized hate in my life. How do you combat hate? You pray for the people you hate. Just simple little prayers. You don't have to think of them too long. Because you can't hate anyone you pray for. Yeah, it's very dark. It's very dark. But I'm going to tell you, hope is rising. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the stars are going to come out again. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, you don't have to quit. You just have to get through today. You just have to get through today. That's all you have to do, one day at a time. And you know,
not only the bad economy, not only people losing their homes, not only people losing their jobs, but then the darkness of the winter and the cold of the winter, and you're stuck, you're stuck. But he's stuck on you, I'm telling you. He's stuck on you. His name is Jesus. He's stuck on you. He's stuck on you, you know? I hope this is having an impression in your heart, because I know what it is to go through these things. I know what it is to go through these things. And I don't hear people preaching like this. I don't hear people preaching like this. Because you know what? Everybody's afraid to show their face. But you know what? I don't keep it to myself. When I'm going through the agony, I've let it out. I let people know it. I don't care. I'm not going to swallow it, because I'm not going to let the devil destroy me. And the sun will come up. The stars will shine again. Heaven will smile on me again. I tell you, the worst thing you could do is to swallow it and not let people know about it. That's the worst thing you can do, my friends. That when you're going through these times, you just hide it from people. I hide nothing. Oh, I don't tell everybody. But, you know, people know. People know. As I've told you so many times, how many people have said to me, "We know you, Father Tom, but you don't know us." That's real. Why is it that I got a call yesterday from someone in New York? And he was desperate. I met him at a conference that I did just a month ago. He knew he could call me. He only met me for 5 minutes. I had a 5-minute talk with him. He knew he could talk to me. He was desperate. I listened. And I told him a couple of things. I said, "Listen, I understand what you're going through. But it's going to pass. It's going to pass." And I told him a couple of things, what to do. Because the adrenaline was flowing through him, and he was having crazy thoughts. And I said, "Listen, those thoughts will pass, just don't chase them." The adrenaline was flowing through him, and he was having crazy thoughts. And he got spooked out, and I said, "Listen, it's going to be okay. Come on, tomorrow give me another call. It's going to be okay. What you're going through is real. But you know, the only way to deal with that adrenaline is when those thoughts come, which are scary, is you just ride the wave until they pass. It takes some deep breath. You say, 'Jesus, I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is.' But you know, I know him who is greater. He is greater. No matter what you're going through, he's greater. And he wants to help you. Even though it seems like heaven is boarded up by lead, he wants to help you. We have the sentence of death in ourselves, not on our heads, in ourselves. That's worse. It was from their hearts, from their thoughts, from their feelings, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. That's right. Who are you trusting in? Trusting in the economy? Trusting in, you know, I know, you know, I cannot, listen, Listen, I just want to tell you, I want to be real with you, okay? I want to be real with you today. Because that's all I can be with you today, is real. We have this man coming to us, beautiful man. Only God knows what he's been through. Yesterday he helped clean the church. And so, you know, we had him eat with us, you know. I never saw someone eat so much. God love him. God love him. My eyes started to tear up that people have to go through this agony where they have no place to live and no food to eat. And I have so much. I never saw anyone eat so much in my life. He was starving. And I say, how many people are there like that? I just have one. But how many people are like that? And I can't help them. Only God can. But I can take care of the one that's with me now. I can give him something to eat. I can tell him that we care for him. I can rent him a room. Like, what do you do when you know you've been so blessed? We have no wants. I have no wants. People say, what can I get you? I don't need anything. Personally, I don't need anything. You can only wear one shirt at a time. One pair of clogs at a time. That's all you can do. I don't need anything. What I need is a greater anointing. A greater anointing. A greater anointing so I can help more people. A greater fervor to be with Jesus. That's what I need. And it's not material. I don't need material things. Material things. You see, material things don't mean anything to me. That's why God can pour it out on me. Because it doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything. It means squat. Material things mean nothing to me. I'll tell you what means something. When you receive a letter from a woman that I prophesied over in South Miami 7 years ago, who had had several miscarriages, and I prophesied that she would have a baby boy, and she did. But the baby boy had cancer, even as an infant, and we prayed them through that. And now she sends me the picture of the 5-year-old Luke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I write back and say, I'm celebrating Mass for Luke now. Going to be celebrating Mass for Luke. You see, you know, that's what I want. I don't want an automobile. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need a new automobile. They don't mean anything to me. I want to see mothers' children healed. I want to see mothers' babies delivered. I got a call yesterday from a mother whose baby has cystic fibrosis, and we celebrated Mass for the baby. Maggie is the baby's name. Jesus heal me. I want to see Maggie healed. That's what I want. I don't need anything. Or my parishioner Mary Crisafi in the hospital losing blood. Heal her, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's what I want. Things don't make a difference. I want greater anointing so that people will be healed and delivered. That's what I want. I want greater favor with God so that when I intercede, the Lord will touch people in profound ways. That's what I want. I want an anointing on my preaching that I have never had that will open the hearts of those that are cold, and that Jesus Christ would send His Holy Spirit into the hearts of the people that are so cold. That's what I want. I don't need anything else. What else do I need? I need nothing else. That's what I need. People say, no, what can I do for you, Father Tom? You can pray that I have a greater anointing. You can pray that I know who I am in Christ Jesus. You can pray that that I never give up. You can pray that no matter what comes against me, hope will rise because God is still on His throne. Why has this ministry lasted 27 years? It's the anointing of God. It is the anointing of Jesus Christ. That's why. Because people for 27 years have been listening to this broken man. That's who I am, a broken man, just like you. But knows that in my brokenness I can be most powerful. For in my weakness I am most strong. Even though I don't like my weakness. You see, I won't lie to you. I won't lie to you. I just tell you the truth. What God has done, only God can do. I can't do these things. But I'm grateful today. I'm grateful that I can speak to people who might be going through what Paul says. Our trouble which came to us in Asia, we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we even despaired of life. Are you despairing of life? Hear the word of God. We have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should trust not in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust, and He will deliver us again. And you also help together by prayer for us. For the gift bestowed upon us by means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. What can we do? We can pray. We can pray. So I pray in Jesus' name for the desperate. I pray for those who feel they cannot go another day. I pray through the blood of the Lamb there would be a breakthrough. I pray the Holy Ghost would come upon these people that are desperate and want to end their lives. I pray, God, give them hope. Give them hope. Give them hope. Let them find a penny today. One little penny. And says, in God we trust. In God we trust. In God we trust. In God we trust. Oh God! I pray for them. I pray that the blood of Jesus, which has great efficacy, would just break through people's brokenness, people's discouragement, people who don't even want to live. Life is worth living. Because God has plans for you and the devil knows it. That's why he's been at you. That's why he's at you. Because God has plans for you and you don't even believe it. But I know it to be true. I know it to be true. In the name of Jesus, you need help just for today. In the name of Jesus, you need help just for this minute. In the name of Jesus, you can do anything one day at a time by the grace of God. And everything has an end. Everything has an end. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the blood of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Listen, the man who painted our church is so beautiful. He came into the church today, started to weep because of the presence of God. And he does interior work, drywall work, sheetrock, and carpentry. And he did our church. And the church, he did a beautiful job. Interior work, drywall work, sheetrocking. His name is Ron in carpentry. His telephone number is 781-334-6232, 781-334-6232, 781-334-6232. He does interior work, drywall work, sheetrocking, and carpentry. And he's good. He's good. My father was a painter, so I know when someone's good. He's good. He did our church at Holy Rosary. His number is 781-334-6232, 781-334-6232. And don't forget Jimmy the Roofer, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. You know what? The Lord is still on his throne. He still hears and answers prayer. The Lord is for you and not against you. I'm throwing you out a lifesaver today. His name is Jesus Christ. And you might feel pressed even unto death. But the Lord says this is not unto death. But this is the grace of God that will break through. And you will know that God did it for you in Jesus' name by the power of his blood. May the power of God, the presence of God, come upon you today that you might know the great hope you're called to. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.